Now then, Dave, you've actually come up from Nottingham to see your son compete here today. How have you found the day?
It's been great. It's been lovely. It's been great to come to a new venue and see new families, friends. The cheering here was great, actually. You know, they were told to quieten down at one point. That's brilliant. That's brilliant. People all enjoyed themselves, so yeah.
It has actually been a very good turnout. And we're in the bar area now. Plenty of people here ahead of the presentation. It's been such a positive atmosphere and a very important day, of course, because we know that this is the first race meeting in Bradford for many years.
Yeah, I'm not sure when. I think it was the late 90s that the club closed. I don't know why it closed, but it's just great to see that there's people who have still been interested in this sport and they've got their enthusiasm for it. You can see some of the younger ones that were, it was their first or second, it was the first time they'd skated at home, and those parents and family there cheering for them, and they had a great time. You could see it.
Yeah. Now, are you tempted to put on those skates yourself and get out there?
There's a little bit of me that would like to do it, but I end up helping out all the time, and someone's got to do the admin side of things and do the lap boards. I sometimes end up doing that other places. So
sounds like an excuse to me, Dave.
Well, maybe one day I will do.
Now, you've obviously made quite a long journey today. Do you travel around the country with your son, going to different meetings?
Yes, you end up going all over the place, down to Guildford near London, up to Stirling in Scotland, and the other places. Sheffield's another popular one, and my son now skates abroad now. He's got to a level where he can skate in what they call star classes, so this year he was in Dresden skating, and in Holland, and there was somewhere else in Germany, I can't remember where. So once you get to a good standard, there's opportunities to go all over the place.
I mean, this is a serious commitment that you are making for your son. How far do you think he can go?
He does it because he enjoys it, and that is the fundamental thing. He just loves it. Great bunch of friends he's got there. They're really supportive for each other. Last night they were down at the Water Sports Centre training there on bikes, doing runs. The ex-members of the British squad helping out with training. But he just enjoys it. He enjoys the company. He enjoys the activities they're doing. That's the first thing. If he achieves, that'd be great. If he doesn't, I think he'll still have a sport for life to come back to and keep doing.
Now, when I spoke to the British champion Solomon Premper earlier, he actually echoed those same sentiments. He stressed the point that it is so important just to enjoy what you do.
Yeah, and the coaches try to do that in all the... There's hard training they do, but they also make it fun as well. They make the training fun, they make the time on the ice fun, and the kids have a great time together. They enjoy each other's company as well. There really isn't any animosity between them, even although when they're out there in a race, they're competing against each other. But you can see them congratulating each other at the end. There's a real camaraderie about the skaters, even when they're 13, 14, you can still see it.
So just give me an idea, Dave, of how popular speed skating is in this country, and what it could do further to enhance its reputation.
It's definitely, it's not popular, because people haven't tried it, I think. We just haven't got the numbers trying it out. It's difficult as well, to some extent, to get started, because you've got to have a certain level of skating to start competing properly. It feels like that. You can't come along and just try. There's the Skate UK program, which gets you skating properly. And if you go along to the Bradford Ice Rink, I'm sure they've got the Skate UK programme there as well. And that takes you through. And once you can, I think it's level 4, which for anyone who's got anyone can get to level 4 basically. Most, I don't know what the policy at the Bradford Rink is, or the Bradford Club, with regard to when they will take people in, whether they've got to get to level 4 or whether they take people earlier than that. But if you get to level 4, which is basically you've got to be able to tie your boots, get on the ice, skate forwards, start to skate backwards a little bit, I think. And be able to start and stop, and it's not much more than that you have to do on your skates to get level 4. And if you can get that, then you can come along, try the slightly longer blades, slightly different technique you're using, but it's all about enjoyment, that's the thing. And yeah,
that's lovely, Dave. Pleasure. Thank you. Thank you.
Cheers.